Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
I'm looking at my credit card, and you charged my credit card $72.97 for something that I did not order and did not ask for. I want you to take it off. I haven't gotten anything from you. I don't want anything from you.
Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
My zip code, 48127. My name, Deborah Finley, F-I-N-L-E-Y.
Yes, I mean, could you verify your mailing address?
18 Canfield Circle, Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Says that I ordered from you Friday. No, I did not.
Yes, and it looks like there was an order that was placed for a neck massager. Do you recall placing
a necklace?
A neck massager.
I don't know. Oh, that was supposed to be
April 28th.
$5.74. You charged me that. On April 25, I did place that order. Then you turned around and charged me $72 for what I don't know.
Hello.
If the necklace, go ahead.
I'm sorry, you cut out for a second. I didn't hear what you said.
If the neck massager costs $80, I don't want it. I'll send it back to you. You said on the internet it costs $5.
Yes, and we don't take any products back. What's originally ordered is an entry gift into our subscription. You get 120. That's stated in the website. It's in the terms and conditions. You also would have had to agree that you already understood the terms and conditions before placing your order.
It said that you were going to charge me $72.
Yes, and it states that that's an entry gift for joining our subscription. You get a $125 gift card for the $72.
Okay, I don't want anything else from you. I want you to stop it.
Yeah,
you also
would you like a cancellation number?
Yes. I have to call somebody else to cancel it.
No, it's a confirmation number.
Okay, say that again. I'm not understanding what you're saying.
It's a confirmation number for your personal records.
A confirmation number? What is that?
A confirmation number to say the account
was canceled?
Confirmation.
Okay, confirmation. Okay, you say I have to call a confirmation number.
No.
Let's start again.
A cancellation number for your personal records. That's it.
Okay, so what's the number to cancel my personal records?
No, it's for your personal records, just for you to keep, nothing else. It's just a number for you to have to say this account.
Okay,
was canceled.
I don't want you to charge me anything else. If you charge me
$80. The account was canceled. I'm saying, do you want a confirmation number to say the account was canceled for your personal
records? Yes, yes, yes. Give me the number.
Cat.
Start again.
C as in cat.
Yes.
25.
G like George.
No. 25. 25.
Q. Q like question.
No. The number 2.
2. Cat 2. Yes.
5.
Yes.
9.
Yes.
9.
Yes.
4.
Yes.
The number 2.
2. Yes.
7.
Yes.
0.
0.
8.
8.
And that's it.
Cat 25994270 8. With that number, I'm through with Vitality, right?
That's correct.
Okay, you won't charge me anything because I'm going to call my credit card company. I don't want you to charge anything else on my card.
This account was canceled. As a courtesy, we can offer a 50% refund.
Yes.
It takes 3 to 5 days for that to post.
You're going to post it to the same card you charged this $80 to.
Yes, the charge was for $72.97. It'll be 50% of $72.97.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for all the customer support. You have a great day.